We've been hearing a lot about measles lately and how contagious it is. Well, that's the subject of our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Kauai columnist Aaron Parkini is on the line. Morning, Alan.
Hi, good morning.
So you initiated this, huh? You asked the Department of Education what the lay of the land is in our schools.
Well, we actually asked the Department of Health to tell us what the exemption rates were for each individual school in the state. That's how this started, only it turned out that they don't know. And that's actually more worrisome to me than disclosure of high rates of exemption, or unnecessarily high rates of exemption. If you're a parent in Hawaii and you don't wish to have your child vaccinated, you can either get a doctor's excuse or you can express a religious objection to vaccination. And the health department is supposed to keep track of how many of each of those there are at each school. So, and in many parts of the country, a good example would be King County, that's Seattle, Washington. The information on how many kids in each school are exempt from vaccination is posted on easily accessible websites. In Hawaii, it turns out that the department doesn't even know whether or how many of 30 or even 40% of kids are exempt or not exempt, because the data are not being collected and analyzed.
So it's interesting.
So a parent would be, first of all, there is no website, there is no public way to find out whether the school your child may be going to has a very high anti-vaccination rate, or whether you as a parent have the ability to determine whether it's even safe to send your child to that school.
So you found that basically the schools report directly to the Department of Health, but not all the schools were complying.
That's correct. The schools are supposed to report their exemption rates to the Department of Health, but between 30 and 40% haven't done so. That's in part because the Department of Health has had, for the last 4 or 5 years, this is not a new problem. It's been this way for 4 or 5 years because the Department of Health says they've been having some personnel turnover problems, and that the person who fills the function of making sure these reports are all received and recorded, they've not been able to provide somebody consistently in that position. It's a big department. I'm not quite sure why there would be such a problem that affects the entire state's perception of vaccination rates so severely just because one person can't be retained and trained.
It seems to me, though, that DOE, as a statewide system, could get the districts to report to the deputy supes, and then all that data, you know, should be collated and then presented to the Department of Health. I don't know. Just a thought.
You would think. As it is, if you're a parent and you show up and you have a child you want to enroll in a school, the school is, in fact, required to find out if your child is vaccinated. So it's probably true that there aren't any kids in school who don't either have the vaccinations or a legal exemption. But what isn't known is what those numbers are statewide and by school, so that intelligent decisions can be made by parents, and so that you can see patterns of communities where vaccination is being rejected. And really, let's be clear about this. The old bromide about, well, vaccines are bad for you, vaccines cause autism, those are fallacious, almost conspiracy theory beliefs that have been debunked completely. So there is a right to know involved for parents in terms of what the situation at any particular school is. Are 10%, 5%, 2%, 30% of the kids at that school unvaccinated? Families have a right to know that.
That's right. Well, you know, I happened to be in Seattle when they had that outbreak there and declared an emergency, so I appreciate that you followed up here.
Sure enough.
Thanks so much. That was Kauai columnist Aaron Parrichini with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.